We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball. Tonight, a big game as Nottoway Valley visits Griswold. Two unbeaten teams right now. Joining us is Ryan Zehner, co-coach for Nottoway Valley softball. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into today's showdown against the Tigers?
You know, we're feeling good, Chris. Kind of go back just real quick. The start of the season had a great preseason. A lot of girls in it, a lot of girls that love softball. And you look at the matchup tonight, and we, you know, Grizzle comes in 4-0. We come in 2-0. Unfortunately, our game last night with Lennox was postponed, another very stout opponent. And, you know, we're ready to get back on the ball field. We know Grizzle's going to be tough. And they're well coached, and it's going to be a battle tonight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your offense, you got to be ecstatic with the way everybody's swinging the bats. You know, you're hitting 387 as a club. Emma Boswell is tearing the cover off the ball. 667 to start the season, of course, was in at OM, and now that district no longer exists, so she's now at Nottoway Valley. What do you like just about the offense and how that's coming together?
You know, it outstanding. First two games, I think 24 hits. Put up 18 runs against East Union, put up 12 against a stout Mount Air team. You know, 24 hits in the first two games. When Coach and I took over 3 years ago, that was one of our struggles. So Coach and I in the offseason this year, we did a little extra homework on our half. We switched up a little, just little fundamental stuff that we were seeing, you know, not dumping the bat. And, you know, we have a three-stage hitting system now that we go. Ben Hinge Laser is our technique we went to, and, you know, it's paid off. The girls bought into it. They adjusted some swings, and first two games so far, it's proven to work.
And then how about Emma in the circle? I know her ERA a little high in the first couple of games, 6.46, but the bats have bailed her out a little bit and given her plenty of run support. What do you see from Emma so far, pitching?
Yeah, so that we actually be Ella.
Excuse me, Ella.
Nope, you don't feel bad because I get them mixed up all the time. Sisters played a lot of softball. You know, Ella, we asked a lot. You go back to the last 3 years, Coach and I, and you go back the last 5 years. We had Georgia Holiday in the circle. She threw every game for us, 20-plus games a year. We never had to worry about who was coming in the circle. She graduates last year, and we got to find some pitchers. We got a couple others. Destiny Fry and Addie Brewer will throw a little JV and possibly some varsity when need be, but we're going to rely heavily on Ella, and Ella's a freshman. I mean, she's young. She started as an eighth grader for OM last year, but she's doing good. You know, I tell her, have confidence in your defense. Go out there, throw strikes. We don't have to do a lot of crazy stuff. You know, Coach and I talk all the time that 20 years ago, the pitchers dominated games. And don't get me wrong, there's pitchers that dominate games, but when the hitters are doing more offside work than pitchers are nowadays, I mean, let's face it, the last 10 years, hitters are good. These girls are used to the 60-mile-an-hour fastballs. They're used to – girls can hit, especially in the POI and Griswold tonight, our conference. They're very good hitters. So – you know, we tell Ella, hey, go out there, throw strikes for us, work the ball around, change speeds a little bit for us. And what we're excited about is we got a stout defense behind her. We make plays and see how the ball falls.
Yeah. I mean, this team has only won 9 games each of the last couple of seasons. Before that, it was 5 wins. So, obviously, you know, a good start here. And this team hasn't been above 500 since 2016. So, what does this game mean to you going up against an undefeated Griswold team, even though it's still early? This could be a statement game for you.
Oh, I absolutely, it's a statement game. You know, Griswold has been tough the last few years, just ran away with the corner conference the last few years. So this is a very tough non-conference game for us. You know, Coach and I talked right away, Coach Russell and I talked right away at the beginning of the season, like our POI schedule changed a lot. You know, we have to play everybody twice now. There's not an East and a West team. So Griswold was one of the first coaches I called. Said, hey, we got to keep this game. I think we got 4 non-conference games, 5 non-conference games, not counting tournaments all year with how our with POI. Losing Southwest Valley, we'll have 16 games, just POI. It was 18. So, no, Griswold is a non-conference game that we immediately keep on the schedule because we know it's a battle. And I think you look at our two teams tonight, and to me, we're twins. I mean, we absorbed some girls from OM. They absorbed some girls from CAM. We both lost our ace pitchers last year that we had to fill. They can hit the ball. We hit the ball. They got good defense. We got good defense. They're well coached. I think top to bottom, you look at our two teams, and it's going to come down to who has the least errors, who can stay in it mentally, and it's going to be a dogfight tonight.
Good game, and we'll have it for you. It's a 7 o'clock start for varsity. All the action on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll see you tonight in Griswold. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it.
Ryan Zehner, co-coach for Nottoway Valley Softball, with us here on KSOM.